Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike the Movie Guy of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another audio boo, a TV review, The Walking Dead Season 3's Walk With Me. This episode aired on October 28th, and it starts off with a helicopter in the sky. So we got some military people. But unfortunately they crash. So that's not good for them. I like this one, for the fact that we got a chance to see more of Michonne in this episode. And of course her pet zombies. Now, people that don't watch The Walking Dead, and I don't know why you don't, Michonne is this badass girl with a machete samurai ninja skills. Actually, she has a samurai sword. And her pets, she has two zombies with no arms, so they can't grab you, no mouth, so they can bite you, and basically she has a chain wrapped around them, and she drags them around. They carry her stuff, and basically the zombie smell will keep other zombies away from attacking Michonne, and that snatch phase Andrea. So right there, that should be a reason to watch The Walking Dead if you don't watch it. Let's see what else. Like I said, Andrea's in this episode as much as Michonne, which I can't stand Andrea. I wish she would have died a long time ago. Let's see. In this episode, we actually get to meet the governor. Now, in the comic series, people, the governor is, I don't know, he reminds me of like a motorcycle gang leader. But in this one, they definitely make him easy to the eyes for the ladies, and very charismatic this governor is compared to the one in the comics. So I'm curious to see how it's all going to pan out with this guy. But the governor, I from what I know in the comics, I believe we're going to be in for a serious ride. Oh, and Merle is back. Now, Merle, people, if you haven't been watching the show, and you should watch the show, Merle happens to be Daryl's older brother who got his hand chopped off in season one. And it's cool to have Merle back. As soon as I heard them talking behind Michonne and Andrea, I was like, oh, yeah. And then Merle's got a freaking Captain Hook spear on his arm because he has no hand. So, of course, he needed to make something. And yeah, that definitely comes in handy for the zombie apocalypse. And as we can see, Andrea and Michonne are now at the governor's community town / I don't know what it is. So I'm curious to see how this... I'm curious to see if... I don't know. I'm curious to see if it's going to be like the comics. Yeah. I don't want to talk about the comics because I don't want to give away the show or whatever. So speaking of Michonne... she definitely doesn't trust anybody, does she? The looks that she gives everybody. And I didn't like how the fact that the governor has Michonne's samurai sword in his house. And she's not happy about it either. But I do like the fact Michonne doesn't trust anybody. So at least she's paying attention. And not that Andrea girl. I can't stand her at all. So let's see what else. The governor in this episode, he doesn't play, does he? He definitely tricked some military men thinking that, that was kind of messed up. Why wouldn't he have brought them to the town and let them join their forces? Unless the governor is trying to keep everybody controlled and have it do it himself. I don't know. But he definitely needs some therapy because the governor is a big fat liar and he's a hoarder of zombie heads. You see that in the end of this episode? Good Lord. Instead of fish in aquariums, he's got zombie heads. Okay. Now I know you're probably listening to this and you're probably thinking to myself, what the hell do you watch, Mike? The Walking Dead. You have to watch it every Sunday. Get up there, get that season one, get that season two, and watch it with us on season three. You can get on Twitter at # The Walking Dead. It's pretty cool because everybody's on there, and never mind. Just check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, and follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. That's it for this little recap spoiler review. I like this episode because the governor is a weirdo, and I got to see more of Michonne whooping butt. Well, she hasn't started whooping butt, but she will, right? All right, peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.